We're up to Sif Hey in Siman Kuf Yud Tes, and I just want to review. There's so many pratim in the halachas of Nemanis that it gets confusing. Well, we had basically in the first four sifim are rules of where a person is believed and not believed. The major chidushim were the Ramah and Sif Aleph, that even a regular frum yid at home is not neman in business, unless you know him. You know he's a muhzir b'kashrus. But you know he's a frum yid, he keeps Shabbos and goes to shul every day, etc. That's not enough to be neman in business, because it's the tendency of people to be mayrehet in business. That was an extraordinary chumrah of the Ramah in Sif Aleph. And the other chiddush was in Sif Gimel, that a person who likes you, like a mother-in-law is the example, is who's a chashud, even if you give that person food to cook, with chayshid, that if it does, the cooking doesn't go well, that the person cooking will be machlefit. So that's a second, a second chiddush. These were the two big chiddushim. Now I'd like you just to look back at the end of Ramos if Tasif Katan Dalit on the second side of your copies, and I just want to sort of, I guess, elaborate on it. The Ramah, the Taz at the end, it has also an extraordinary chumrah. I think the minig is not that way, but let's talk about it. The question is going to a frayid. Many of us have acquaintances or even relatives that aren't from, and the question is going to their house and trusting them for the food they give you. Now, this Darkei Moshe, the last two lines of Taz Dalit, Kasim B'Darkei Moshe B'Shem Agah Sashri, Shemisha Choshed Al Isser, She'osel Lechalimei Afil Dvar Mamutarim. That means, if you have a not from Yid, there's no question you can't go to your house and he gives you a piece of sponge cake and he says, I bought it at a kosher store, that he has no nemanis. That's not a shiloh, because he himself is not trustworthy on kashrus. So he can't go and eat something that needs a hechsher. That is no question at all. The chumrah of this Darkei Moshe, he's saying you can't even eat things that don't need a hechsher. He's giving you a whole orange. A whole orange doesn't need a hechsher. So he's saying, "Kazek b'shikos hashri, misha chasher al iser, osa lechalimei afil dvarim amutarim, shem yechlenu dvarim asurim gankein." If you eat the orange, he's going to give you a piece of cake. So this is a tremendous chumrah. That you start, the chashash is not on the orange. He gives you the orange, he says, take it with you, you can take it and eat it in the car. But if you're going to start eating in his house, look at the words. Also lechalima yefil dvarim amutarim, shema yechlenu dvarim asurim gamkein. Because maybe he'll start to feed you, once you're eating with him, you'll eat other things. I mentioned that the Prichadur says that it's something he says, a chumri yaseirim. It's not an ikra din, it's a chumri yaseirim, it's too much of a chumra. But the Tvoshar answers and he defends this psak. It's not just a taz, it's a darkei maisha. So I don't know how to work with it. What? So maybe he came and drink a cup of water. So I don't know. Maybe this Darkei Moshe only means to sit down and eat with him. You're sitting down and you're having a meal with him, or you're sitting down to a coffee together. But just he gives you a cup of water in the house, there's no reason to be chayshit that you're going to eat a meal with him. As you're passing through the house, you come in and you're painting in his house, and he offers you a cup of water. I don't know if Dailanu in the Chiddush that if you start eating with him, he'll feed you more. But if it's a case where you're not sitting down to eat with him, just offers you a cup of water, that should be more kuladik. I mean, I think the minig is not like this. I don't think anybody heard of this chumrah of the Taz. The assumption is you go to a frayid and he takes out box of cookies, a sealed box of cookies with a hechsher that that people do eat there. And it also, Darkei Moshe says, Asalechel imai. He doesn't say Asalechel bebeisai. He says, now sit down and eat with him. So it doesn't say you're not eating his house. Again, if it's a meal, usually you sit down with him. But if you're in the house for whatever reason, you have to be there for something, and he has a box of cookies, and you open it up and eat, and he lets you eat from his box, it's not eating imai. So since this chumrah of the Taz is a big chumrah, I don't think anybody here would imagine that there's an isser to eat from a sealed box of kosher things in a Friyat's house. So maybe Dailanu to sit down and eat a meal with him as opposed to passing through the house and having an orange or a cup of water, or even a cup of coffee in a disposable cup.
Does it have to know me in this house, or what about going eating in a neutral place?
See, if you eat in a neutral place, he's not going to bring out other food. So it's a little better. When you're in his house, you're sitting with him, he's not going to give you treifus. He knows he's not going to eat it. But the problem is, they'll take out, you'll eat with him, somebody that has a hechsher, and then he'll offer you something more. So I would assume if it's out of his house, that it's not usual for him to have other foods there. So it should be okay.
We have a packet of cookies. That's it, I buy some cookies, right? You have the
rice stuff. You can always eat. It's not a... Right, but as long as if he opened it and switched it, he couldn't reseal it, so that would be a good simon. Okay, that would be a good simon. Now, certain things need a double simon. Certain things, fish need. Yeah, but. Now. People ask me about the vegan stores, besides the bugs issue with certain foods, but vegans are not makpid on bugs. So I don't know. If somebody says kosher, well, kosher not really kosher. So if he says vegan, do the vegans have a hechsher? They have a certification that they're vegan, but I don't know if their mashgiach comes around all the time. So you're trusting him again, and I'm not sure. The whole point of the Ramah was that even people who are honest at home, when it comes to business, they're Meir Heter. So it may be that way by vegans also. The experience is, in business, where they try to accommodate a firm person. They say, we'll get you a kosher meal. That it brings more headaches than benefit, usually. There are many cases where somebody in a place, and they say they'll get him a kosher meal, and then they bring it to him open. They say, we got you a kosher meal. We opened it. Sometimes they opened it to heat it up. So we're going to say, I don't trust you. So very often, the headaches are not worth the benefit. It's a problem. Some oranges, even fruits that are cut up, are a problem because if in the office kitchen they cut it up with a knife, can be sure they cut it up with a plastic knife, not with a treifa knife. So I don't know. It seems to me it causes more problems because people only call me when they have a problem. When it goes smoothly, nobody calls me, so I don't have a statistic on it. But I know that people call me from work and you say, no, they went out of the way. They got one of these airline meals, and now they brought it to me piping hot, open. What do I do? They're going to show me the package. So I don't know. What?
You have a stomach ache.
Okay. Good. Then you're talking from experience. You have a stomach ache. What? Cut up food, if they only have tray for knives, so they definitely cut it with a tray for knife. What's the shiloh? But they only own tray for knives. They don't own any kosher knives. All their knives are tray. They definitely cut it with... If you have a fry yid, he definitely cut it with a tray for knife. He doesn't keep kosher knives in his house. But it's definite. I don't think so. I think in Taruvis it says if he cuts up a lemon, you have to assume it's treif, unless he cuts up thousands of them. But Shulchan Aruch it says you have to worry about tuchus sakina. Okay, so I don't know. It's a problem we have on King's Highway. There's a what's it called? A met food, right? So he's got, I don't know if he still has, but he has open boxes next to each other of bagels. All right, now with the pandemic, I don't know if they're open anymore. But two boxes, one says kosher, I think it says pressers, whatever it says, and the other one says non-kosher. They look exactly the same. Now, he's not a religious man. If he runs out of the kosher, and he's got an overflowing box of he's got plenty of non-kosher, it's going to go stale on him. You don't think he'll switch it to the kosher? You know, the Mamada Chafrum Yid will Chayshish Yismayra Heter.
Even if you wouldn't have kosher, just have kosher ones.
Even if you just have kosher, you can't be sure. Yeah. Yeah, it needs a simon. Okay, so that's a recap of what we had. So, to give you a little relief before Rosh Hashanah, we'll learn a kula in Sif Hei. Okay? In Sif Hei, we have a kula. The chasher al isacham chamor, chasher al akal mimenu ba'einish. If someone's chasher on an isachamor, he's chasher on anything more kuladik. Now, what we do see is that he's not chasher, if he's chasher on a kuladik a thing, he's not more chasher on a chamor. So you have a person who's chasher, he's not careful with bishalakum. I say he's not careful, he holds a bishalakum, he doesn't hold a bishalakum. So you can still trust him for diraisis, something where there's no issue of bishalakum. You could trust him on something that's mochamer, certainly from a drabana to a diraisa. Even from one diraisa to another diraisa, if he's choshel on something, he's not choshel on anything less.
It doesn't mean he doesn't keep Shabbos?
Oh, we'll get to Shabbos in a few minutes, hopefully in some Zayim. You're right. Shabbos is called Shabbos Befehesi is called the Chomer, absolutely Chomer. But we're talking about someone who's otherwise a Frum Yid, but he's Chashir on something. So he's not Chashir on Chomer. And we caught a butcher was caught selling non-glot meat as glot. So the psak generally of the Paiskin was that he's not Chashir on Treifus. He's Chashir from glot to not glot, but not from not the treifus, because it's one thing to sell not glot meat, but to sell treifa meat. So that's this halacha. Now it's phrased as a chumra. It says a chashal is a chumra, chashal akal mimenu. That was the case, yeah. Right, so he's not trusted on that it's glot, but he's not chashal on the veil. The Shulchan Aruch says, Elim ken chamur be'enei b'nei yadam. So this I have to explain. There are certain things that people are mayreheta, which are really averis, but people for one reason or another are mayreheta, like gezalakum. Rabbi Kivega gives this example in Chasher Mishpat. Someone who's chasher on stealing is not nemlin to say this in Bezdin. So I believe Rabbi Kivega there says, it could be he's bringing a Radvaz who says it, Radvaz al Aramba, that someone who's chasher on Gezalakum is not chasher, is nemlin in Bezdin. Because people think, for one reason or another, that Gezalakum is mutter. There's no man diyomer Gezalakum is mutter. It's definitely yasser. But there are certain things that people generally think is not chomor, is not an aver. So here we're talking about a rule for what you're chashed for. We're saying if you're chashed for A, we caught you with A. So what are you chashed for? So you're chashed for anything less chomor. If you're not chashed for anything more chomor. So you make a line like a. Anything else we put in, we categorize. So a person is in a store and he was caught selling, let's say, bishalakum. He was a makbid in the back of a store, bishalakum. So you're not buying cooked food by him. You want to buy raw meat. So for raw meat, he's trusted. He's otherwise a frum yid. He keeps Shabbos, he davens. But he was caught selling bishalakum. So in the raw meat department, let's say in the raw meat department, he's not a chashid. Kal doesn't make him chashid on a chamor. Now, how do you judge kal and chamor? So there are two ways to judge. One is by the Torah. By the Torah, says chaylev. If you don't do a proper nikur, that's karis. Nevela, if you don't shech properly, that's a lav. So chaylev is much more chomer than nevela. That's a shtetl Torah. Now, talk to people. Regular, somebody who doesn't sit down and analyze what's nevela, what's... To most people, nevela, why he sells Purdue chickens? And somebody else, he sold it without trabering it. You say, the one who sold Purdue chicken is a much bigger shagetz. He sold nevela. There's no chaylev in chickens. He sold nevela. The other guy, he didn't traber it. Okay, yeah, sorry, he didn't traber it. He didn't take out the chaylev. So, b'ene abriyos, nevela is worse than so the question is, how do you deal with it when you want to make a rule of what's more chomer and what's more kal? How do you deal? How do you work? What does chomer mean and what does kal mean? So we're going to try to figure out if this mechaber is worded very, very, in a very tricky way. I'll tell you what the Torah says. The Torah says, Shneyam lahachmir. You catch someone, he's chash anything that's either more kal based on Torah, or more kal based on any abriyas, he's chash it. Easy shita sator. Then we have to be chash at him. If he does this, he does anything lower, whether it's lower bamis or not. Now, the mechaber's language is very, very difficult. And I will try to read it together. Yep.
Assuming Shabbos is a chum, I'll take that leap. In an out of town place that the store is open on Shabbos without a question. And one of the things is a big leap attachment to the store. So assuming something is sealed, and plus it got delivered on Shabbos, I don't know if it's a Shiloh, but on anything that's baked, assuming everything else.
It's a Friday. Michal Shabbos is not believed on anything. Michal Shabbos is Chash Lachar Teira Kulo. It means of Zion.
So you can't trust
the Kala. Oh, you're sure you can't? We're talking. The Ramah said in Sif Aleph that in stores it's much more chomer. We're talking even they have a Hechsher. But they got caught. They fooled the Hechsher with A. So the question is, what else they Chash it on? If they're fry, the Hechsher really, you're relying on the Hechsher totally. So let's get back to the mechaber. The basil, I'll get to that also. That's what it says here. You're right. So read the mechaber. Tell me what he means. What's the barometer of kal and chomer? I'll read it from the beginning. That's easy. You go according to the Torah. He's chashen on chaylev. He's chashen on nevela. Unless elim ke chomer b'nei adam shenisharim ba'yaisa mei b'chomer, unless people are more careful with the thing that the Torah says is kul ladik yaisa mei b'chomer. Meaning, the way I'm reading this is chashen al chaylev. He didn't traber. So it says a chashen al chomer, chashen al kal mimenu ba'inish. It's chashen al nevela. Unless Elam came chomer ben Elam shabbat yesem chomer, unless people treat nevela more chomer, then he's neman. The language seems to say pretty clear of you that if beinei abriyas it's chomer, we're mekel even if the Torah says not that way. Meaning that if he's chashed on trebering, he's not chashed on nevela. So it seems he's saying it's totally in Ene Abriyas. Lakula. What? No shochet. Once upon a time they trabered in the butcher store. The shechet doesn't do trabering. The shechet doesn't remove chaylev. The shechet shechts and he's done with it. He checks trafers. The same story. Yeah, butcher store at trabers. That's the way it was by Klal Yisrael till fairly recently. The question is if he buys nevela. he's choshed to that treber, is he choshed on the veiler. The language of the mechaber, I'll tell you where it's tricky. It's clear that if beinei abriyos, it's more chamor yeneman. The question is, does he mean that we just depend on beinei abriyos, period? It's one way to interpret it. Or does he mean it's like shteim lekula, beinei abriyos kula dik? That's good. Also, if the Torah says it's kula dik, it's good. The mechaber lends itself to either interpretation. So the mechaber said, "Choshel es achamer, choshel akal, akal ba'einish," with an exception. So he seems to say, "Choshel an kal is not choshel an chamer ba'einish." Period. And even where it's the other way around, if beinei abriyos, he seems to be saying that both lakula. That's what the mechaber seems to say. The shach in Yud Beis is mesupik what he means. He brings a Torah, who says shneim lechumra, and then he goes two ways. He ends with tzarachian on whether the mechaba means both lekula, or he means bein abriyos lekula. So it's a little tricky to understand exactly what it means, but this is the. But this is the halacha. So I told you we're going to have some kulas today. So this kula is that if you're chashir on A, you're not chashir on things that are more chamer. How to define more chamer? So we have these two ways of measuring.
It seems like the exception,
which means lamaisa shneim lakula. Either one. You need one lakula. If it's cool, if beinei abriyos, it's more chamer, he's not chashid. And if in einish, it's more chamer, he's also not chashid. That's what it seems. Yeah, it's always complicated. But yeah, I think you're reading it right. See, this person's eyes. We should judge this person's eyes. But we're not going to get a straight answer from the guy. How do we judge? Now, if I know him, I know he's a total Amoritz. I ask him Chelev, I ask him Nevela, he doesn't know anything about it. I would assume that, I mean, I don't know why he's in the meat business, but I would assume you're right. It should only depend on any Abrius. I don't know why it should depend on the Torah. But the assumption is that you can't, he's a chashid, you can't start questioning him. He's going to try to answer in a way that's good for him.
You said it's not a business. You said it's only in the private house a business. For sure, no. But
according to Ramar, Mechaba holds there's no difference. And yeah. But, all right, so this is now the Shach, in the second half, brings another kula, which is very mistaver. He says that this whole discussion is only two similar averis. Things that have to do with eating. It's chashan on food. Let's say he's chashan on bris milah. He says, I'm not going to mala my kids, it's cruel, I don't want to do bris milah. He's a chashan on amila. Terrible. That's karis. So the Shach says, he brings from Hilchos Shechita, that because he's chashan on amila, doesn't make him chashan on nevela. Now you remember, we're talking about a person who otherwise is a firm person. We said he keeps Shabbos, and he davens every day, and he washes the tefillos yadayim, and he raises his children from. That's how we define the basic from person. But he is a mummer for bris milah. So the Shach brings that a mummer la'arla is not a mummer nevela, even though bris milah is more chomer sai beni abrius and sai in the Torah. But we're not choshed people from one category to another category. People have every weakness. Everyone has his yitzharis. Because he has the yitzhar in one place, we don't go and jump to another category. And this is a significant kula of the Shach, which he actually brings from the Beis Yosef. And it seems that it's this way lamaisa, even though there are kashas asked on it from Hilchos Shechita. But it seems that most of the Paiskim bring this. Ramesha in the Tshuva brings the Shach. And he brings it as a tziruf. It's hard to see if he would rely on the shach alone. That what?
That
okay, we'll in Achinami, it's but no. I mean, because there it says Shari Surim is believed. It's not the same. It's escaping me at the minute. Let's see. Since I mishum first of Echem Avreisha B'Tayra, Chutz Avaydzarch El Shabbos Einem Ham Devarseino, then Mishari Surim. Let's see what the Shach says. So let's see how the Shach says it. The Shach is in Shach Yud Beis, where it says Vitzarachian Dat Umihu, at the end of the medium sized lines, five lines up. Miu kaza le'ayri alachasher al davachamer bein beinish bein bein habriya ischasher al davakami menu meimid iser echad kashishtayim davar machol ki yaitzavai. They're both the same type of an iser. Halav rechilachin das Rambam b'tshuva v'Rashi b'tshuva chekasa b'siyaz chmash devei amachaber semeveis the mumah la'areilos einem mumah l'shchita v'mishas techulin. That Mumr from Arla is not chumma for that. Api shadav yedua demila chamer ba'einish ubeine abriyas. Nila's mochamer sai ba'einish sai beine abriyas mishchita. Elavade kida amaran that you don't go from one to the other. So I'm assuming that sivzayim means by equally surim. Sivzayim means by equally surim. I'm assuming, and here he means even if it's borrowed that one is chamor, it's a big chiddush sai beine abriyas. Assuming that that's the difference between the two.
It says, not sure. Let's say when you said chashad, does that mean you're not sure?
There's that one who says, she does her own mitzvah, and she gives you kosher. She admits she does not. Yeah. That's
considered kosher, or is that considered, is there a difference between kosher and...
Yeah, a person who says about herself, is considered, I mean, is it chashad or mumr? It's the same here, yeah. In this case, there's no difference between chashad and mumr. We're talking about someone who's over. No, you're right. There are places where there's a chashad and mumr. I have to say this, but here it's the same. I think it's the same idea. If she's not zayin one, it doesn't make her chashad on other things. So that's what it says. The question of sivzayim, maybe sivzayim means even equal things. I'm not sure. But anyway, this is the kula of the Shach, and they ask from Hilchis Shchita, where it says that somebody is chashid even on a different Aveira, we don't trust them to Shecht unless we check his knife. It means he's chashid on any Aveira. We don't trust him to be a Shaychid. He's an expert Shaychid. We caught him something else, so we check his knife for him. We don't trust him to check his knife. So the Sub-Sefer has a tshuva. He asks from there on this Shach, because there is two totally different inyanim. He's chashad and shar inyanim, and we don't trust him to do b'dikas hasakim. So the answer, tircha shani, over there, it's a big tircha, because you check a knife and have a pagam, you have to fix it. So the other answer is, the point is that I think the ikra is like the Shach, but the arm of fakfikim on this kula, be that as it may. Now, what? Vizchashim, the same thing. Gufa, that's where Sif. Oh, an equal Averis. A Mumer is Neman for Averis that are Mochamer. The Shach is saying, if it's not food, if you're going from Orla to food, then he is Neman. We say chutz. Avayt Zarechil Shabbos and Einim Amid Dibur Abisein Ozal. That's a Bablacha Atayra Kula. Shari Surim. The simple reading of this sif seems to be like the Shach. Right? The Shach is saying if they're different Averis, that you're Nema. What? What? How is? Sif Zion is saying that except for these big three Averis, chashid for one thing is not chashid for other things. Right. Now, Sif Zayin is from Nevela to Nevela. But Sif Hey is Chayla to Nevela. Sif Hey is Chayla to Nevela. Yeah. You mean because he's a Mefurs of Bechamei Averis is different than a Chashid. He's saying Sif Hey is Chashid, Sif Zayin is Mishum Mefursim Bechamei Averis. But Tayyar Mummer is worse. You hear what he's saying? Okay. A Mummer, Mone Monastery. Okay, I'll leave Sif Zayin for the difference between Sif Zayin and the Shach. I tell you, I don't know the answer. But the Shach is a clear Shach, and I just don't know the answer how to compare it to Sif Zayin. I don't think it answers the question. All right, I want to put it aside. Okay, I have a question. I don't know the answer. What? I can't hear you. He's. Yeah, it's very hard to put a thermometer under a person's mouth. Save Yisrael. I mentioned when we started. Aruch HaShulchan says, "If he keeps Shabbos, davens every day, washes tefillin yadayim, and raises his kids in a frum home." If you have those four. That's stam. He's a stam neman in his house for other things, unless you find the problem. So that's what we're learning about. If the area has nothing to do with food, the Shach says he's neman. If the area has to do with food, then he's not neman on food, except from a kal to a chamer. So I think it would be the same. It would be the same. You take the two, and you do. The Sivav says chashir al shnei devarim. Right? The rules of chashir apply one or two. Now Sivav goes into a different part of chashir al shnei devarim, but all these rules apply whether it's davar echad or shnei devarim. It's either way. Now, let me once we try to talk about kulas, let me add another two. We have one kula that from the iser kal we're not chayshir to an iser chamer. We have with the shas kula that for one type of avera to another type of avera we're not chayshir. Zepnei Yeshua in Chul and Avdalit, it's hard to paskin from a pnei Yeshua, but the Das Torah brings it and paskins this way. That the pnei Yeshua says a very Mistaver Dikachilik. He says, it's one thing when you talk about a fellow who has a store. He's Mekel on Chelev, is he Chashir on Nevela? But let's say you have a person who just, he himself eats certain things. Let's say you have a person who he himself eats a certain food that you're not allowed to eat. So is he Chashir on other foods that are, let's say, more cow? I don't know, he eats vegetables, he doesn't check for bugs. And let's say he knows it's awesome, he doesn't care, he doesn't check. Bugs, and this is their Isa. Can you trust him for Bishul Akum, which is a Drabbana? It's Kalmi Menu. So Pnei Yeshua says something very geshmak. He says, we're talking here about someone who doesn't have Eru L'Teyavai. We're not talking about someone who makes a sheet out of it. He's not Nema B'chlau. L'Hachis, we're talking about L'Teyavai. So he says, if he has a teyavon for one type of food, it's not a raya that he's chashan anything else. Just this food he likes so much that he disregards the halacha. You know, he likes, he's so in love with cauliflower or broccoli, and he eats it. He's on a vegetable diet. So if the Yeshua says, this rule is a good rule if someone has a store, what's he chashed? Money, he wants to make money. So if he's going to, in order to make money, he'll sell non-glat. So we say that he won't sell treifis, but something more kal, he will sell. He's chashed on something more. If he's chashed on something, chashed on things that are more common. But Yeshua says an exception. If you see a person who one type of food he has a big yetzahara for, so that doesn't make him a chashed for other things. So this is a third exception to the rule of being chashed. Then there's one fourth, which we're going to see here, the Shach and Taz, which is slightly more complicated, and that's the following shaila: are you chayshed someone for? We're talking about someone who has a store, even he lives in his house, but he has both available for the same price. There's no benefit in getting something that's treif instead of something that's kosher. Now, if he's not a from a yid, he's not goyrus kashrus, there's nothing to talk about. We're talking about a person who's otherwise a from a yid. And he's a chashud. He didn't treber or whatever it was. So now you're going to go and take a different iser, but different food. But let's say that food is the same price, kosher and not kosher. Right? You get whatever it is, packaged popcorn or pretzels or potato chips. It's the same price with dasher, without dasher. Right, so you go to his house. He has a bowl of popcorn, a bowl of potato chips. He's a person that you know is chashud on the veil. So the shaila here is: do we say that look, nevela, it's cheaper? You know, Purdue chicken is cheaper than kosher chicken. It doesn't require shchita and mlicha and everything, but. But why should I be chayshin about potato chips? He's otherwise a firm person. So this is a potential fourth kula, which I think would be a significant kula. But the Taz and Shach here talk about it. And so let's see the language of the Taz and Shach and see how it plays out. Yeah, so they have a hechsher. Rabbi Beck gives that. If you have someone who gives a hechsher, so you're relying on him, not on the store. There's a shash. That's why you have a hechsher. The hechsher, hopefully. Well, if he has a system, he has a system, and it works. You know, I would think that the whole fish section is kosher. They don't have kosher and non-kosher. It's very hard to do that. But if you have what? They have non-kosher in a different area? So cribs, you know. Okay. Cribs you don't have to worry about, but a crib looks like a crib. But all right, whatever it is, if he gives a hechsher, he's a reliable person, you can rely on him. What? So let's see Taz Ches, and then see, the Taz is pretty short. Taz Ches, it's all the way in the bottom there. He said, "Choshed al akal, pirish kshenehenu mimenu. Only if he has a benefit from it, einei nemel likach mimenu. Then you can't buy. Avo b'loy hanoa shaloi. If you have no benefit, vadei amrinan mum ledov alechad loy avo mum leshar aveiros chus mishabes avay dezara. K'moy shekasef sif yud beis. I don't know sif yud beis. Can't cause him a prisha." So he brings a prisha. Look at what he says. If there's no financial benefit in it, then there's no chashad. And then the Taz brings the second kul of the shach. Chashad lekal. That I told you from the Shach. But the beginning of this Taz brings, the Taz and the Prisha hold, of a Kula, that if there's no financial benefit, then it's another Kula, that he's not Chashud. Why would he do it? So we trust him. He's Chashud, on Trefet chickens, because it's cheaper. So I wouldn't trust him for Trefet chickens. But what? Why would he do it? Why would he do it? Okay, that's what he's saying. The Kudus HaKesef says, on the last side of your copy, the Kudus HaKesef, the Shach writes, Kekosim Aprisha, Ayin Shach Yugimol, then Bechinam Dochak. Bechinam Dochak. For nothing, he said this Doichik. So let's see what that means. Now, Shach, he's telling you to look at Shachs of Kut and Yugimol. So let's listen to him and look at Shach Yugimol. It's a little tricky to see how the Shach is coming out in Lamaisa. Shach Yud Gimel brings the same Prisha. Choshel al akal mimeno, zel shein ha-Prisha, nira, hainu dafke bedvarim shiyesh loy hanoa mimeno. This is the Kula the Taz brought. Well, only choshel if he has a benefit. I have a kasha, meshkos leil simin beis. Simin beis talks about who's trusted on Shechita. The dafke bai v'chod mechal Shabbos v'fehes Yehuda have a mummer. Gam l'shar devarim. There it says that Shara Veirais, you're not Choshud, you can trust him for Shechita. So there, the preacher says, talking about things that there's no benefit. If there's no benefit, so then, Shalom Yisrael, he's not Choshud. That's the preacher. The preacher says, Yilcha Shechita, when it says you trust him, it means there's no benefit. Akan L'Shayna. Now, what does the Shach mean? He says, Ulechinam dochak. This doichik is for no reason, because I have a different teretz. My point is not his different teretz. So what does he mean, Bechinam dochak? Does he mean, I disagree with him? It sounds like, it's for no reason that he said this doichik. It sounds like he's saying, that I disagree with you in the underlying psak, that you're saying that there's no benefit, he's Neman. You say that to answer a kasha. There are other tourists into the kasha. So, Bechilam Dachak. So it seems that the Shach is arguing to Taz and Prisha. And he says, it's hard to understand this, that even if there's no benefit, he's also a Choshut. So what does that mean? If I know I have a Yid who doesn't care about, he's not makvid on kosher meat. He buys not kosher meat. So, I can't eat potato chips in his house. It's chashud. There's no financial benefit. I don't even know if they sell potato chips without action. In New Hampshire, I know they do. Right? New Hampshire, we were stuffed for the summer, so everyone was really not supposed to leave except essential people. No one was allowed to leave. But some of the wives considered essential. You know, I parked my car in the beginning of the summer, and I didn't drive the whole summer except when I came in for Tisha B'Av. But So they went to the local JoJo's country store. So my wife went, she's going to buy anything, we don't know you. So she came back with Utz potato chips. Period. Utz it's called? Utz. Whatever it's called. That's the only thing she found with a Hesher. She found a couple of OUD items, which we don't use anyway. She couldn't find anything with a Hesher. So, you know, if I stay there, a lot of... there's no raya from the stores in Brooklyn to the stores in the rest of the country. But the point I want to make is that what's totally in here is you have a person, you know, he's mezalzel and kashrus. You know, I know there are people like that. They go out, like I told you last night, they buy french fries. And once I met some person, why are you buying french fries at a Trefa store? So what is it? It's oil and potatoes. Almost all the oil is kosher. And potatoes are potatoes. So, you know, at home he has a kosher home. But the family, they go out, they eat french fries. Now, it's Mavel Arayin, you know. It could be in the same oil. They deep fry their chicken nuggets also. And, you know, all right, you know. It doesn't taste of chicken nuggets. Whatever his heter is. Now, could you go to his house and eat potato chips? Could you eat potato chips in his house? Potato chips is no real benefit. In Brooklyn, you would have to go out of your way to find non-kosher potato chips. So can you trust him or you can't trust him? So, I don't know. What? He's mezalzel. He's moira heter, like we said to Rabbos and Sefal. People are moira heter. You know, if Eliyahu Navi would tell him, don't eat that, it's treif, I don't think he would eat it. But, you know, he feels that everyone's a big machmir. You don't have to be machmir all the chumers. Why is he mezalzel? He's not saying, well, he's saying that it's not really, it's not so bad. It's a small chance it's treif. You know, he's a betting man. He's willing to risk it. I don't know. You know, he's just not that from. There are people who say, you know, middle of the road is good. There are people who are fry. There are people who are very from. And the Rosh Hashanah likes the Derech Emtzai. I'm mostly from. There are a lot of people like that. Nebuch. The question is how far the chshad goes. So we try to pick up a handful of kulas. This would be a good kula if there's no financial benefit from getting treif, and in the store, could I assume he's going to buy kosher? The taz and the prisha are definitely mekel. The shach seems to be machmir. He says bechinam dachak. This is based on a kasha. I'm going to answer the kasha differently. But the shach doesn't explain why he's not happy with the underlying kula. It's a very mistavidika kula. Now back in Kuf Yud Ches Sif Yud, it talks about giving something to someone to deliver. Giving it to someone to deliver. In Kuf Yud Ches Sif Yud is a kula. The halachis of giving things to people to send is a separate is a wide topic. But in the end of Sif Yud, back in Kuf Yud Ches, it says im einay nehena b'chalipim muta b'chalinyan. There, when you give something to someone to deliver for you, it says, "Im einay nehena b'chalipin." If he has no benefit in switching it, mutam b'chalinyan. Dolei chayshina shemehichlif lachshilai kibishay lehanav b'davar. If he has no benefit, without chayshishim, then he's machlif. Now there, it's a little better. You know, he started with something kosher. You gave him something kosher, and you sent him to deliver it. If kosher is not more expensive than treif, so we're not chayshish. This is probably even by a guy, yeah. Yeah. What? Like delivering a sandwich. So if a kosher sandwich is more expensive, so Chazal said you have to be chayshish. Even though I don't know who's going to buy from him, but, you know, he's going to be chayshish. But if the price is the same, if it's an egg salad sandwich, where kosher is the same, I assume it's the same as treif, then there's no cheshad. So there, he's starting with kosher, which cheshish v'chilupin. Here, it's a little worse. Here, you're going to his house. You don't know he started with kosher. But the person, he has a mezuzah on his door, and he makes kiddush Shabbos Friday night. He sends his kids to yeshiva. It costs a lot of money to send your kids to yeshiva. And otherwise, he's dead, but he davens every day. Only thing is, we know that he's mekel on mechalas asuris. So are we chayshish on mechalas asuris where it costs less? The taz and prisha are clearly mekel, and the shach seems to be machmir on it.
Some time ago, that we had advice last school where they sent a pizza, but the driven guy said
he
is no good. What was
the benefit there? First of all, their kosher is more expensive. It was a delivery from a 13th Avenue Fleischiger store. It is more expensive. Now, I don't think he switched it. But Chazal say you have to be chayshish that he switched it. You know, he delivers for a kosher place. So he has someone who, you know, when he's delivering it, he gives it to him, and he stops at McDonald's, and he buys a cheaper one, and he makes money on the difference. Well, Chazal was chayshish, he's in the car, the french fries smell good, he ate some, and he stopped at McDonald's for others. So that's the question, where were chayshish for chalipin? But here, we're talking about whether we rely, he brings it in the house in the first place. So we have a taz and prisha that are mekel, and a shach that's apparently machmir, and I don't really have a list of achroinim who paskin on this, so it's a little difficult to know. But my point was that we have here a handful of kulas or potential kulas that dover kal, may isa le'is from one minister to another minister. or the Pnei Shuas Kula, from one food doesn't necessarily go to another food, or this possible Kula of a cheaper food. Many years ago, my father was very aggravated. He was using shortening from a so-called Heimish company and in the bakery. And he had one of the boxes of shortening, and if his hands were full, he put it down just for a moment. He put it down on the scale in the bakery, and he saw that the weight was off. They were cheating people on the weight. So he had someone call the place and tell him, you know, your weight is off by whatever, 10%. So we know, just take 10% off the bill. We know, just take 10%. So my father wouldn't use any of the stuff. He wouldn't use anything. And he called his hechsher. This hechsher said, you're allowed to use it. The people giving the hechsher at the shortening store, they don't test the weight. They only testify the kashrus is kosher. You know, my father wouldn't use it. He said, how can I use it? A guy like that, you know, like. So I don't know. What do you say based on what we're saying now? So I wouldn't trust the people, but the taina is a good taina. The hechsher, the hashgacha, you give hashgacha in the store. You don't go into to check their packaging and their weights. You just make sure. Well, you lock people in a room with all kosher ingredients. You don't really have to watch what they're doing. You know, unless it's a bishul akum shal, you have to watch. But you can take people and put them in a room with all kosher ingredients. If it's not milchus afleishiks, there's nothing they can do wrong with it. So the question is whether you could trust them on, if they're choshed to systemically cheat people on weights, whether you could trust them for other things. So what? Yeah, but the hechsher checks for the different men. What? His drive is to make money. I know, trefer shortening is cheaper than kosher shortening also. The question is, kosher shortening is more expensive than trefer shortening, whether he's chashid. I once saw, you know, there was an anecdote about, there was a sign on the side of the road, dozen eggs, 99 cents. So he's a farmer who's selling eggs. So the guy takes a box of eggs, he opens it up, there are only 11. He tells the guy, it's only 11 in the bag. He said, yeah, the supermarket undercuts me with price. I can't afford to sell it as cheap as him, so I just give fewer eggs, that's all. You know, like at the same price, just fewer eggs. So that's, I guess, the rationalization of, I got to make more money, I can't raise the price, so I'll just lower the weight, it's the same. Someone once told me that even though the price of gasoline went up, it costs him the same. When he goes, he always puts in $10 worth. So it doesn't cost him anything different, always $10 worth, so the price goes up, doesn't change anything. Cost him $10 and that's it. What? Yeah, what I'm saying is something else. If he's chashud on mikradin, if he's chashud on weights, doesn't make him chashud on treifas, maybe. But what? Well, here he's stealing. He's not chashan on lifnei iver. That's what you're saying. He's chashan on stealing, but he's not chashan on lifnei iver. Right? But I'm saying something else. I'm saying when you have a hesher on other things, it seems to be okay. But, you know, you sort of lose a little faith in humanity when you go through something.
Like that.
There are Jews who chas v'shalom treifus. But money, you know, business is business. That's the way it is. I'm very aggravated. It's going on now. It seems they had in yeshiva world, you can collect unemployment even if you never worked. So people are doing it. So boys are coming to me. The form says that I was looking for work and couldn't find. And the yeshiva boys, yeshiva came to me Friday. You know, somebody else did it for him and gave him a card. I don't know what a card means. It's worth $12,000 for unemployment. And the form that the guy filled out, did him a favor, filled out for him, says, I was looking for employment, I couldn't find it. I wasn't looking for employment, it was in yeshiva. So he has this card. He says, look, I'm not cashing the card. But now the guy wants me to pay him for the work he did for me. So what do I do? He's a broker. I don't know. I hope he's making a mistake because it sounds terrible. But some people are like that. When it comes to money, you know, it's a different story. And, you know. Okay, let's learn Sivav. I mean to say the Shvach of Klal Yisrael is a young boy, $12,000. And he says, I won't cash the card. What do I do about paying the guy? Sivav is chashir al shnei devarim v'chazabai. Yaschan is chashir on two items. He did tshuva v'yasem idech shad shneim. And he started behaving. And later he regressed, and we caught him on one. Afilu hakal shabishneim chayshin shemachazal esurai bishneim v'chashir al shneim. So it's an interesting thing. This is, I guess, a lesson in human psychology, that a person who falls in something and does tshuva, if he falls back, it's likely that he falls back legamri. It's likely that he falls back all the way, because people fall back into bad habits. And Memela, if he falls back on one, we'll chayshish that he falls back on both. That's Sifav. Okay. I guess Sunday of Parshas Noach, we'll learn Sif Zayin, which the Ramah, if you have the other page and the long Shach, are very geschmack and you say this thing. We'll get to it. In the meantime, I want to wish everyone a Ksivach Sima Taiva. I want to ask everyone mechila in case I, you know, sometimes I come a little late or Dvarim Shekiyaitza Behem. I want to ask everyone mechila and wish everybody, next Tavshin Pei Al should be a better year than Tavshin Pei all around.